Many people dream of relocating to France. Brent and Debbie Tyler did just that after their publishing business folded in the Deep Recession of 2009. The couple had always wanted to retire across the Channel and seized the opportunity during a cold, gloomy British winter. Debbie knew the Montpellier area of the south of France well. Their book, Cookham to Cannes, The South of France, Lobsters and Lunatics, describes their journey discovering the country as residents. Their adventure began when they applied for a job advertised in a magazine.
Help us wanted in the south of France, and the deal was, in return for some accommodation on a mobile home site just outside Cannes, you do a day's work, you get a day, you know, one day on, one day off. And as we said, we wanted to try and work here. We thought that it's best to actually situate ourselves here as opposed to trying to find something remotely.
As the couple were employed together, it did present a challenge because they didn't always have the same day off.
On the other hand, you know, you're getting free accommodation and you're getting quite well paid, but, literally it can be sort of 18-hour days.
Now, Brent goes into detail about the unpleasant expat characters he encountered during his employment, but he says he found French people warm and welcoming, particularly if you're prepared to learn French and communicate in their language. Living in a country is different to visiting a place, and he says you do notice cultural differences much more. Shopping has been a surprise, and you can't necessarily pop to the shops at lunchtime.
Virtually everything here shuts every day between 12 and 2 because the French go home for lunch. You know, it's more family orientated in that respect. If you want to go shopping here in France, at the supermarket, the best time to go is at lunchtime, because it's empty.
The book's useful for travellers because it presents a real view of southern France. Brent loves the sunshine and the way of life, but says food can be disappointing, and he reckons the British offer is now better because we've raised our game.
Trust me, the English can cook, and the French are living on a reputation which is 40 years old. And I think in the south of France, yes, there are going to be some good places, but mostly it's pizza, salad niçoise and entrecote, you know, and not very good at that either.
The couple have remained in the Cannes area, and for tourists, Brent would suggest a trip to Antibes, a resort of Roman origin on the Côte d'Azur.
A wonderful covered market, full of fresh produce. There's a Picasso museum. As you have the London Eye, there's a huge carousel. There are boat trips out from Cannes to small islands. You can go deep sea fishing inland a bit, and there are places like Grasse, which is the perfume capital of the world. As I say, you don't have to travel far, and you're into the woods and just go and have a picnic. Yeah, it's just wonderful.
You can find out more in the book Cookham to Cannes, The South of France, Lobsters and Lunatics.